Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
Hallelujah. 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 Come on, family. Let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. You open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah. Just thanking God for what he's already done. Amen. Thanking God for this day, for everything that the Lord has made. And we still rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Come on and shout glory. Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Lord, if God be for you, who can be against you? Hallelujah, Lord. Glory, hallelujah, Lord. 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 Hallelujah of your dear Son, oh God. Lord, we come, oh God, that we may be changed
thank
on today, amen. We come praying with a heart of thanksgiving, a heart of forgiveness, and a heart of repentance right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, it's you that have kept us and not ourselves. We bless your holy name, Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your daughters, amen, as your sons. We come, oh God, to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth, amen. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Lord, we just want to say thank you that your spirit witnessed to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him, amen. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will, amen. Out of the love that you place in our hearts for your Lord, Lord, creating us with a clean heart, a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, repenting in all our ways. Let nothing be done that strike our vain glory, but in loneliness of mind, knowing that with you, Father God, all things are possible, but with man the flesh that shall fall short of your glory. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul, amen. We thank you, Lord God, that you that have kept us and not ourselves. We thank you, Lord God, for giving your angels charge over us, amen, to keep us, amen, safe from seen and unforeseen dangers. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that leads and guides us and directs us and brings back to us the remembrance of God with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. Lord, we come, oh God, and we give it all over to you right now. We come, oh God, hallelujah, to be changed, oh God. We ask, oh God, for you are the part and we are the prayer, oh God. Change us, oh God. Remove us in the way that you want us to be and go, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, help us on today. We bless your name, Father. We give it all over to you right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. It all belongs to you. Lord, we do not come to worship just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you through the blood and the cross. Amen. You have created within us a heart, hallelujah, of thanksgiving, and we thank you. We choose to and abide in the spirit of truth, amen, so that we are in continual state of fellowship and worship with you. Hallelujah, Lord God. We bless your name. According to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so our soul pants for thee, O God. Our soul thirsts for you, for the living God. Our soul yearns overwhelming desires. Hallelujah. Even times on the courts of the Lord, our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry. Let that fire burn ever increasingly in each of us. Amen. Uphold us with our free spirit. And let, hallelujah, and let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked ways within us, let it be exposed and taken out today right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. Oh Lord, let no murmuring or complaining, backbiting or evil be found in any of us. Amen. Hallelujah. Let our lives be a glory and honor and praise unto you. Circumcise our heart, amen. Fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy, your loving kindness, that we call you, we sing praises to you all the days of our life, creating us a heart of worship. Oh, we rejoice only in you, hallelujah, for you are our joy and the lifter of our heads, amen. Through your spirit, lead us in rivers of your worship and truth, oh God. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day, and make our lives be a living sacrifice, hallelujah, and speak shame for the aroma, that you will be glorified glorified, honored, and our lives being praised in the everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in love and admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to renew a right spirit within us, that the mind of Christ arise within us, amen, and over every area of our lives, hallelujah. And we yield all that we are to you and ask that you praise and worship go forward right now. Come on, get me, amen, that we worship our Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, in spirit and in truth. Oh Lord, we just want to thank you. We come against every hindering spirit of the mind right now. We come against every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit of frustration, spirit of procrastination, limitation, stagnation. We come against every spirit of destruction. We come against every spirit of destruction, death, and premature death. We come against every spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, loss. We come against every spirit of oppression, depression, pride, fear, worry, anxiety. We come against every manipulating spirit right now, every spirit of addiction, hallelujah, spirit of hallelujah, fornication, lust and perversion. We command you to cease your work and die at the Holy Cross in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation. We come against the spirit of poverty, lust, and death. We command you to cease your works and die at the Holy Cross in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any spirit is operating in us or over us or attacking us. Holy, our Son of the Holy Spirit, we command you to cease your works and take us alone and cover us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we receive our deliverance right now. Amen. By faith, we declare and declare that we are delivered and we are set free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you for it. It is you, Father God, has given us the power and authority that we can decree a thing and it shall be established in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, have your way right now. We cast all our cares and our fears and our burdens out right now. Every problem, hallelujah, God, we give it all over to you right now. And we pick up the peace that you give that the world cannot take away. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, help us to remember who we are, amen, and whose we are, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, that we can declare and declare every day of our lives victory, victory, victory. So all today, right now, by faith, we declare and declare victory over every area of our lives, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you that you have forgiven us for our sins, amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you brought all our sins on the cross with you, amen, and because we believe our sins are forgiven. So we decree and declare 1 John 1:9 right there over us, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we're cleansed from all our righteousness, amen. Hallelujah, every sin, hallelujah, to the destruction and cross of our Lord. We just want to say, yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, increase our faith right now that we can receive the forgiveness that has already been given, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we forgive those who have hurt us and abandoned us, rejected us, abused us, mistreated us, lied to us, lied on us, talked about us. Oh God, we forgive them right now. And Lord, we ask that you forgive them, oh God, and help them to turn from their sinful practices and evil doors of this world, that they will come to know Christ and receive Jesus Christ and their Lord and Savior, that they too, hallelujah, will be saved. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, do a quick work in us all, oh God. Help us to see with new eyes, hear with new ears, and speak with new lips, oh God. That we will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we ask that you release your warring angels to war against any spirit designed to stop our prayers from being answered this morning. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray, oh God. And we declare and declare by faith, amen, that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. So Lord, we thank you right now for answered prayers. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, as we enter in, have your way. Lord, we pray for traveling grace and mercy for any of us that are on the road right now. Traveling and will be traveling, oh God. Let us receive some of the grace and mercies right now. Lord, bless us in our body coming on today. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pulls, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and as we pray and ask, amen, and we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, our form of transportation we may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over, around, about, and in it, every road, street, highway, alley, seaway, building a place, a home, hallelujah, over our home, hallelujah, everywhere our feet may tread. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth over it right now. We declare the crown, the blood of Jesus Christ cover us and protect us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. Oh, Father God, we bless your name. Lord, we thank you for your word this morning, oh God. Lord, as we read the scripture, we ask in Jesus' name that you allow the scripture to take root and manifest in us and be a breath on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace. Heavenly Father, we ask us to receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom of your word so that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to our sight. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare that all is well. We decree and declare that our prayers are answered as we go forth with all faith, on one accord, amen, receiving on today. And we still respect the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, family, let's praise him. Will you just praise him right now, amen? Will you just praise him right now, hallelujah? When praise is going up, hallelujah, blessings come down. Will you just praise him? Will you open up your mouth, hallelujah? Not worry about what anybody else is saying. Or whatever anybody wants to ask him for faith. Will you just open up your mouth because you know without God, hallelujah, hallelujah, without God, hallelujah. You are open for everything that the enemy has set up without God. Amen. You are defeated already with God. Amen. You are more than a conqueror with God. You are already victorious with God. You are already blessed with God. There is life, eternal life with God. There is peace. Amen. When you open up your mouth because God is with you. Hallelujah. Do you believe in this? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Glory to the Most High God Almighty. Amen. God bless your family. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We thank God on today. For this
thank
is
you.
The day that the Lord has made. A new day. With new mercy and new grace. It's so good to be all alive this morning. I pray that all is well this morning. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen. If not, it's already turning around. Hallelujah. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Everyone, I'm going to call your name if you have anything. Listen, let me tell y'all. Good morning again, family. And I want to welcome everyone on the line and know how you're doing. We're starting with Ava and Steve. Good morning, Ava and Steve. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning. I'm doing
good.
I'm doing fine, great. I'm thankful.
Amen.
I'm blessed.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless you, everybody. It's so good to hear your voice this morning. Just thanking God for all that he's doing in you, with you, and for you. Hallelujah. Amen. What a glorious day. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Good morning and welcome, Cousin Brenda Gale and A.T. Ruth. How y'all doing and how y'all been?
How you doing this morning, Mother?
Wonderful.
Say good morning to your family.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Everyone. God bless you.
Yes. Amen. I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yo. Whole family. No.
Yes, Lord.
She got some sick and wounded. Bless her. Bless her. I pray thee.
Yes, sir, Lord.
Be
Good morning, family. Good morning, Tamanika.
Good morning. Glory to God.
Yes. God bless all of you. God keep you. I'm doing good. My mom's doing good. Thanking God for another glorious day.
Amen.
Good week. Amen. Thank you,
Thank
Lord.
You. Amen. Thank you, Lord. God bless you both. We love you so much. So good to hear you both on the line. Hallelujah.
You got
Thank you, Jesus.
That's me. I'm always over here on holidays somewhere hanging around, but Ruth May said this morning, I got to get ready for the prayer line. I said, praise God. So we're doing good over here. Brenda said, you ready to get up? She didn't know whether she was ready to get up now. She said, but it's prayer. Brenda said, prayer line. She said, oh, yeah, let me get up and get dressed for the prayer line. Praise God. We're doing great down here. I'm always going to be on this prayer line because I need prayer.
Amen.
But I'm doing great, and I'm thankful for them that I'm doing as well as I am. And I thank God for my family. And I thank God for this prayer line, and I'm asking the Lord to bless you to continue
this prayer
line because it means a lot to me. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. So good to hear you. Amen. I receive it in Jesus' name, and I come into agreement with you right now that God will continue to bless this prayer line and keep it going. And I decree and declare that we come together with all faith, amen, that we can all receive. It is a blessing that God has placed it in our lives. And so we just thank God. We decree and declare that it to be a wellspring for my heavenly Father. So God bless you. Ain't a lot of Jenny. Love you. It's so good to hear your voice. And that you are with your family. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Cousin Bonnie, amen. God bless you. And Amen. God bless you both. Welcome. How you doing and how you been? I'm sorry, Cousin Bonnie. Come on one more time. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Mom. Tell them how you doing this morning.
I'm doing fine. I'm doing good. And,
amen.
And how y'all doing?
We doing good. God bless you.
Amen. Yeah. Thank God for waking us up this morning. Amen. I was just listening to my Amy's, and I just get a chill go down my body. I just thank God for this line.
Yeah.
And I praise God for being able to hear all my aunts. Amen.
Yes, amen. Glory to God. It is a blessing. It really is. Amen. And as we start with Lorna Steen, and she just sets the fire. Amen.
Oh,
and so I'm doing good, doing great.
Yes.
And so she just sets the fire for the line. And so we thank God. She's always the first one. So before the time comes, she's already, when I log into it, she's already there. Amen. So we thank God. Amen. Hallelujah.
They always say what I want. They take the words out of my mouth of what, like Aunt Jane and everyone, because they know exactly what to say. They know. I have it in my head, but I can't pull it out like they do. So, praise God.
Amen. We praise God. Amen. God bless you both. So good to hear you both on the line. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Carolyn, Mama, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, everybody, from Houston to Louisiana. I'm doing good this morning. Lord, woke me up. I'm above the dirt.
Amen.
I'm glad about it. I'm so glad about it. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Mom. We love you. So good
amen.
To hear your voice this morning. Lord, God has kept you. You sound stronger today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless
Thank
you. God
Lord.
Keep you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Cheryl, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I am fine. Thank the Lord. I saw a new day. I just thank God.
Yes.
I love God.
And I want to be more and more like God. And I just
Amen.
Thank the Lord. And pray for my patient, Miss Mo, cover with the blood of Jesus, because she getting a little weak on me, but I know God got it in her hands. Just pray for her. Pray for Miss Mo.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Right now, I come in touch and agree with you right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come lifting up your daughter, oh God. All belongs to you. All is in your hands. So we know, Father God, that you have, hallelujah, Sister Olamore and our family in your hands
yes,
right
Lord.
Now, oh God. Oh, Lord,
yes,
be thy will, oh God. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you would touch her right now, oh God. Let healing spring
yes,
forth in us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, release your healing,
yes,
oh God, in the body of your daughter. Your healing anointed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, be strength to our bones, oh God. Lord, touch your mind, oh God. We call it, oh Lord, shine on our higher. In the name of Jesus Christ, touch your mind, oh God. That peace come and be sealed, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for restoration, oh God. That you restore our health, restore our strength, oh God. Restore our mind in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Restore the peace in the family, oh God, Lord. We complain and ask for help, oh God. Hallelujah. We don't want to go to the hospital and cry out, oh God, that you deliver us from all our troubles. Oh, Lord, we call our sister on today, oh God. That she may be delivered from all that's not of you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
And we just want to say thank you, oh God. And we stand on, we stand
you.
On your promises.
Thank
you. Amen, oh God. Hallelujah. Because we know that you are able, oh God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, move mighty over and in the right there, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, and as we ask, oh God, for your word says that. And we ask anything, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It shall be done, oh God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, oh God. We bless your name. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ.
Thank
all of them right now. And we declare and declare the blood of Jesus Christ. Come us up. Peace up. Protect us. Redeem us. Bless all things new. We ask for hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank
Lord, bless the heart of the family, oh God. Bring comfort and strength to the family, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank
we bless
you.
Your holy name. We give all over to you, God. We give all over to you. Every burden, every worry, every benefit, we give all over to you. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your joy. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your provision. We thank you for your word. Hallelujah. We thank you for your life. Amen. And it's in Jesus'
amen.
Name we pray. To God be the glory.
Jesus,
amen. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. It is so. And it shall be
thank
Lord. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. God keep you. We love you, sister. We love you. Mama Sharon, we love you. God bless you.
Love you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you so much. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Amen. We pray God will continue to strengthen Sister Sharon. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. How you been? How you doing? And welcome. How you doing? And how you been?
Good morning, family. I'm doing great down here in Fairdale, Louisiana, with my family. I got cousin Tamika in the car with me. She says good morning.
Good morning.
And all is well. We thank God for another day, another beautiful sunny day.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God bless you, God keep it so good to hear your voice, and good morning, Tamika, God bless you, cousin Tamika, we love you, and I pray all is well with you and your family, your children, your grandchildren, amen, glory to God, amen, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, Sister Dorita Jones, God bless you, welcome, how you doing, and how you been?
I'm blessed, and well, God woke me this morning to a brand new day, and the sun is shining
thank
on the outside, and most of all, his S-O-N is shining in my heart, And I thank the Lord for being so good to me. And I want you all to pray for my family, that everyone be well. And y'all have a beautiful Sunday and a holiday. And where were you Sunday? I got on the line. You wasn't on there.
We run a recap on Sunday, so sometimes the system access. So we're live at 10 a.m. And so at 2 o'clock, it's a recap. So what happens is at 10 a.m. says runs at 2. And if anything happens with it, like, we have no control over it. So I will let you know if something happens. Saturday, I don't know if you was on last Saturday, we had Saturday before, I had problems getting on the line. I had my mom to tell everybody, and then I was able to get back on, and everybody text each other and say, hey, I'm on, let's get on. So that's a lot of times we have that when we're dealing with technology. But you call in, but anybody, if you have like a computer and your children can show you how to use it, you can always go back and listen to it on the computer because everything is archived. That means it's recorded. So you can always go back if there's a system problem to hear it and just click on that Sunday service. It's still right there.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, then. All right. God bless you. We love you so much. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for this day. And I just thank God to be on the line once again, to be amongst family. And thank you, God, for the Holy Spirit's presence. We thank God for his presence right now. Amen. We're going to have our scripture reading. It's going to come out the book of John, chapter 4. That's the book of John, chapter 4. Amen. It's a blessing that people can still travel during this time with the prices of fuel. So if you're one that's out there traveling and is able to, we thank God for the blessing to be able to still get up and go. Amen. Amen. I wish I could be out and about right now. I'm due for a vacation or something. I'm trusting God for it, I'm telling you. Amen. The scripture, again, family, in the book of John, chapter 4, verse 34 through 38. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The book of John, chapter 4. Okay, I don't think that's the one I was supposed to. I'm sorry, y'all. Give me just one moment. Family, I had a scripture that God gave me this week, and it was for me to share on the prayer line, and I really want to share that scripture with you all. So give me just one moment, family. I thought that was it. I wrote it down on the family prayer, but it may not be. That's not the scripture that God gave me for prayer. Let me see. I get stuff and I write it everywhere. So if y'all give me just one moment, because I definitely want to share what God gave me to share with the family on today. I just give me one moment. Okay. All right. If I don't find it. And I wrote for the family, and it may be in another notebook, but, okay, just give me just one moment. I want to say it's in the book of John, but we're just going to go forward. I want to post, and if I get it, if I come across it, I can't remember exactly, but we will, okay. All right, so we thank God, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. John 14, family. John 14. Hallelujah. John 14, verse 23 through 27. The Bible says, Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Verse 24 says, he who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. Verse 25 says, these things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you. let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So what the Bible is saying, family, here, because the disciples were still expecting Jesus to establish an earthly kingdom and overthrow Rome, they found it hard to understand why he did not tell the world at large that he was the Messiah. See, not everyone, however, could understand Jesus' message. See, ever since Pentecost, the gospel of the kingdom has been proclaimed in the whole world, and yet not everyone is receptive to it. Amen. Jesus saves the deepest revelations of himself to those who love and obey him. When we look in verse 26, Jesus promised the disciples that the Holy Spirit would help them remember what he had been teaching them. See, this promise, it ensures the validity of the New Testament. See, the disciples were eyewitnesses of Jesus' life and teachings, and the Holy Spirit helped them remember without taking away their individual perspectives. See, we can be confident that the Gospels are accurate records of what Jesus taught and did. The Holy Spirit can help us in the same way. See, as we study the Bible, we can trust him to plant truth in our mind, convince us of God's will, and remind us when we stray from it. Amen. In verse 27, the end result of the Holy Spirit's work in our lives is deep and lasting peace. See, unlike worldly peace, which is usually defined as the absence of conflict, this peace is confident assurance in any circumstance. With Christ's peace, we have no need to fear the present or the future. If your life is full of stress, allow the Holy Spirit to fill you with the peace of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. And it is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. Amen. As we come together as a family, with our faith, believing on one accord, that when we petition that our Heavenly Father will hear our prayers and answer our prayers according to his will. Amen. 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 God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning again. I want to continue prayer for Tanya Mackey and Jean Mackey.
Yes,
all my sisters, all my nieces, who's taking care, and that one nephew who's taking care of my sisters. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come with all faith and combined faith on one accord with your daughter this day, oh God, and all that she's petitioned by faith, oh God, lifting up Latanya, lifting up Jean, oh God, lifting every child that's been in place to care for their mothers, amen, that's in a place of being a caregiver, oh God, because you've called us, amen, to serve, amen, to minister to you in one of, oh God. And we pray their strength on today, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray their peace, amen. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will help them. Amen. And we just want to say thank you for your ever-present help and your help us all the way. And Lord, we pray, oh God, for healing for the life and the bodies of your daughter, Latanya, your son, Gene, in the name of Jesus Christ. And all that's in our family that are needing a healer, oh God, let healing take place, oh Lord. But we know you to be a healer. So Lord, we ask, oh God, let healing spring forth right now, speedily, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Oh Lord, we pray for deliverance, oh God, from every type of disease, ache, or pain, or discomfort that is coming over our bodies that are operating right now. Anything that is coming against our minds right now, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare deliverance on today. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We decree and declare that all is well right now because we believe. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you will bless the blood, oh God, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. Amen. Lord, we pray for long life, oh God, for not just our life, oh God, for those in our family and all that with love and concern about, oh God. Lord, bless us with long life and show us your salvation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, restore and help us all, oh God, and heal all of our wounds. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, bring help and cure to every area of the life of your son and daughters. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Give us, oh God, and those in our family the abundance of peace. Oh, Lord, we bless your name, and by faith we receive all that we prayed, amen, and all that's in our heart, oh, God, for your word says that you know our heart. You know the heart of man, so, Lord, creating us a clean heart, amen, and we just want to say thank you. We seal this cup with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, and Runner Stain, God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Cousin Brenda Kiel and A.T. Rutemay, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, my prayer petition this morning is for my mom, for my sister Connie, for my brother Don Ray, and for me, that God will keep us and strengthen us and protect us. All my family that's on the line, God bless us. God is good
all the time.
God is good.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. We touch and agree right now. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, oh God, as we come together with our faith on one accord with your daughter, combining our faith, oh God, Lord, we pray that you would increase our faith to receive a miracle, God, a miracle of being delivered, a miracle of being set free, oh God, as she's called the name of her mother, the name of her sister, the name of her brother, and all that you love and concerned about, oh God. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you will move mighty, oh God, in their lives, amen, that you will move mighty, oh God, and strengthen them, keep them, and protect them, oh God. Lord, we pray for, let there be a great pouring in, oh God, of who you are, in the name of Jesus Christ, that they will lean not to their own understanding, oh God, but they will trust you, hallelujah, in all your ways, oh God, hallelujah, they will acknowledge you, oh God, come before they do anything, in the name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, help on today, oh God, oh Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you would touch every heart. Hallelujah. Touch every mind, oh God. Touch every life. That all that you're doing and love and concern about, oh God, and bring change, oh God, because we know that all good things coming from you, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, I pray that you will continue to strengthen your daughter, amen. That you'll continue to use her great and mighty, oh God. That you will continue to strengthen her with a supernatural strength, oh God. And she, hallelujah, take the position, oh God, to care for her mother, oh God, to do for others, oh God. Let there be no lack of your goodness all the way through and about her life, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, let her find favor in our sight, oh Lord. And that was mankind, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray for restoration. Lord, restore all that the enemy has tried to take away, all that the enemy has taken away. Lord, we pray for restoration right now, and we just want to say thank you, Father. We decree and declare by faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but heal. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Cousin Brenda Gill, God bless you. Hallelujah. A.T. Houston, Maine. A.T. Eliza Jane.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, you got me on now. I really don't have no special prayer, but I just want to say that my granddaughter, I've been having y'all praying for her for a long time, and I just want to give you reports on her every so often. She's doing wonderful. She's working.
Amen.
You know that she's living a better life than what she was living. So she's happier now. Even her voice is different now that she's doing the right things, and she's working.
Amen.
And I just want to let y'all know how she's doing. One day I'm going to get on this prayer line. I haven't asked her, but I'm going to wait until she get herself, you know, a little more straight. And then she knows the Lord now. She'll come on
Amen.
Here. She's kind of shy, but she'll come on here and she'll tell you something about the Lord now. So
Amen.
I just want to let y'all know how she's doing. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you. Amen. I just want to lift you up right there in prayer. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for the life focus trigger, your daughter, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you is with her, oh God. It is you that have kept her, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, for long life, good health and strength, oh God, for your daughter, oh God. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you will bless her last days greater than her beginnings, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, for restoration of her health. Amen. Lord, that you restore to the days of her youth, oh God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, let us all say with our sight, oh Lord. And Lord, we ask, oh God, that you would continue to use, oh God. Lord, do a new thing, you know, God. Lord, that she will speak your word into the life of her grandchildren, her children, and all that she come around, oh God, that it will change their lives for the better. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that you made her that light. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you and the lives of today. We love you so much.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Ain't you with the maid? Ain't you with the maid want to get on?
I think she been kind of dozed off.
She dozed off.
Oh, okay. God bless you. Ain't you with the maid? We love you. We love you so much. I'm just going to pray while she throws off and the spirit of A.T. Luther May can hear. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for the life, health, and strength of your daughter, A.T. Luther May. We thank you, Lord God, that you're with her. It is you, Lord God, that keeps her. It is you, Lord God, that goes before. It is you, Lord God, that's prepared all for her. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We pray her strength on today, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you bless her with a supernatural strength, Lord. We pray for restoration, Lord God, that you restore, Lord God. Hallelujah. Restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every ball, Lord God, every nerve in her body in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we ask, oh God, hallelujah, let peace overtake, oh God. Let goodness and your mercy, oh God, follow all the days of her life, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for long life for your daughter, oh God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for all that you've done and all that you're doing, all that you're about to do in the life, hallelujah, of our auntie, oh God, of our mother, of our sister, oh God, of our loved one. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare that all is well with us. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, ancient group tonight. We love you so much. May God bless you with sweet dreams, with a peaceful sleep. Make you wake up, restore, refresh. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Avril, God bless you. Go ahead. I'm sorry, I can hear. I'm sorry, let me make sure the line is open. Go ahead. Okay, come again, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, just continue praying for my family, me, my family,
yes,
my husband, my children. And my heart is weighing heavy today on the families of the kids that got killed. That really bothered me a lot at the school. So if you can just pray for them too.
Yes, we thank God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord God, that you are with us, that you never leave us nor forsake us. And we understand that even in life, God is with us. And even in death, when we leave here, God is with us. And we just thank you, Father God. Lord, let peace come, oh God, over the heart of your daughter this day, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, let her be confident, oh God, that the children are with you. Amen. Lord, we pray for confidence of the families right now, oh God, that they will know, oh God, that you are, that their children are with you, oh God. God. Amen. That they're back with the Father. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you have kept us and our children, oh God. And we pray for the protection of our family and our loved ones, our little ones, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray, oh God, that you will continue to strengthen, hallelujah, my cousin, hallelujah, my cousin Vine, my A.T., hallelujah, my A.Vernon, my A.Bill, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Jerome, and hallelujah, Shandrika and Angie, right now, God. We pray the protection and peace of them right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for your help, oh God, Lord, that you will help them, oh God. For Lord, you know all things, oh God, for all things is in your hands. So Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would just help them today, oh God, that you would move mighty in the life of your daughter, the life of her mother, all that you love and concerned about right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you restore our hope, oh God, restore the strength, oh God, restore the peace, restore the love, restore the unity, in the name of Jesus Christ. So we just want to say thank you. We decree the plan because, oh God, you have given us the power and the authority to decree things. And it shall be established. So we declare the crown victory right now in the life of your daughter, in the life of her children, in the life of her mother, in the life of her husband, amen. And we just want to say thank you for the victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It is a sad, it is sad to know and hear to see about the children in Uvalde. But we know that God has them. Amen. We know that God was with them even in their time that God had them. So have peace to know that they're with our Father. Amen. Though a tragic situation, a tragic way of going, but they are with the Father. So that alone brings, it should bring us children of God peace to know, though it has happened, but they are with the Father. Amen. And that's my prayer for the family, that they will have the peace to know that they're not here any longer, but they are with the Father. Amen. Amen. May they bring comfort to you. May they bring peace to your mind. Amen. Let your heart not be troubled. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Vera, God bless you. We love you all both so much. Amen. Vera, go ahead.
She's saying, what do you want them to pray for you?
Pray for me. My health and my stress. And,
amen. We can touch you right now. Amen.
Go ahead. Keep talking. What else you want them to pray for?
Pray for my children.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Is that all, Mom? Is that everything you want them to pray for? Okay. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Father, we thank you, oh God, for the life and health and strength of your daughter. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that she has, oh God, asked the petition this day, oh God. Lord, we thank you that you answer prayers of your children, oh God. So Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, she asks, oh God, that you will restore her help, oh God, good health, good strength, oh God, that you will continue to strengthen her physically, emotionally, spiritually. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for the protection and the health and the peace of her children. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we pray that you will continue to bless her with long life, oh God, that you will continue, oh God, to pour into her, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, and use her for the life of her children, use her for the life of her grandchildren, oh God, hallelujah, and all that's around and all that loves, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we know how that wisdom comes with age, oh God, that you will speak with wisdom, oh God, that it will help the family, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, oh Lord. Lord, feel this vessel of yours, oh God, this temple of yours with as much Shekinah glory as possible, and offer your glory upon, oh God. And we just want to say thank you and we love you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Amen. Yeah. We love you so much. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Good Lord, God bless you, Bo. God bless you. Cousin Bonnie, God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Mama Carolyn, God bless you. Go ahead.
Good morning again. My prayers for praying for healing, praying for my kids, praying for everybody on the line, for all the sick and shut in. My prayers, I'm just praying for everybody. And
yes, Lord.
For our, and the husband, the marriages, the husbands, pray for these husbands.
My Lord. Amen. Father, we thank you.
Amen.
Father, we bless the name, Father God. We come with our faith and believe in, oh God, that all that we petition this day, oh God, on one accord, that you hear our prayers and that you're already working out. You're already moving, oh God. Father God, you listen, that you know the heart of man, oh God, that you call man to be the head. You call man to lead, oh God. So Lord, we pray for the men of God this morning, the men of God this morning, oh God, and all that you have blessed, oh God, to have a wife, all that you have ordained in marriage, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you will continue to strengthen them, oh God, that you will let them be a great born in, oh God, of your knowledge and your wisdom of who you are and what you call them to be and do in this earth, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, we pray for every marriage that you've ordained, oh God, Lord, we pray for divine unity, we pray for love, oh God, restoration of love, oh God, restore the peace, restore the joy, restore, hallelujah, the happiness, oh God, restore the heart between husband and wife, oh God, Lord, we pray for
Oh, Lord, we come to your holy mountain. Let the blessings of Zion be upon the life of your daughter, Kim, upon the life of her children, and all that's in our family, all that we love. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come to Zion together right now, touching and agreeing, Lord God, commanding your blessing, even life,
time or more for your daughter, Kim, and for those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let your presence be upon our lives continually, and let your blessings be continual. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we choose blessing instead of curse, and we choose life instead of death. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare and declare that we shall live and not die, and proclaim the good news of the Lord our God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, as she's traveling, oh God, we pray for traveling grace and mercies for your daughter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, oh God, that you've already blessed her going and coming back in, oh God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. God bless you, Cousin Kim. God bless you. God bless you. God keep you. And may God continue to strengthen you and use you mighty. We love you so much. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Cousin Tamika, God bless you. Can you put your phone on speaker?
Okay, hold on. She's coming.
Hello?
I said, is she okay?
Thanks, Tamika. God bless you.
Good morning.
Good morning. God bless you. How you doing? How you been?
Thank you. God bless you. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're good. We're good. I just want to pray for you. I just want to cover your prayer right now since you all the life. And we just want to thank God for your life. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Tamika this day and her children and grandchildren. Lord God, Lord, we pray her strength. Lord, we pray that you will continue to protect your God and keep her, Lord God. Lord, we pray, oh God, for restoration right now, that you restore to the days of your hallelujah, of your stewardship, oh God. Lord, we pray right now, let the glory of Lebanon come upon the life of your daughter, God. Let the excellency of the cedars of Lebanon come into her life. Lord, let her receive the majesty of Lebanon because, hallelujah, she is in the kingdom, amen, the kingdom of God. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for her life. Lord, we pray for long life, good health and strength in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let her grow and be strong as the cedars of Lebanon. Let the beauty of Lebanon be upon her life, oh God, and that of her children, amen. And that of our grandchildren, oh God. Lord, we pray for open doors, oh God, that you will open up doors for your daughter that no man can close. Doors of blessing, doors of good relationship, good opportunity, oh God. Doors of favor, doors of healing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, fix that is broken, oh God. Mend the tear in her soul right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let peace overtake her right now, oh God. And Lord, we pray that you will honor the steps of your daughter. Lord, that a good man steps on honor. So, Lord, honor the steps of your daughter, oh God, that she will truly be blessed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray for spiritual alignment for your daughter, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you will position us so that she can receive from you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let her have the strength of the cedars of Lebanon. Let the fruitfulness and the abundance of Lebanon be upon her life and the life of her children, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, pray her, amen, in the tree of Lebanon, and let her grow strong because of your blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. We give it all to you, Father God,
thank
Lord.
You.
Do a new thing in your daughter, oh God, that all we're seeing on the she belongs to you, amen? Hallelujah. Help, oh God,
amen,
to forgive herself. Help, oh God, to receive the forgiveness, amen? Help to understand who she is and who she belongs to, where she is your child. And we just want to say thank you. We declare the crown new beginnings, amen? Hallelujah. We declare the crown, hallelujah, new life, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that you walk into this day and know that God is with you. And if God be for you, who can be against you, amen? And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, cousin. Tamika, I love you so much.
I
thank God for you. It's so good to hear your voice today. Amen. I love you too. Enjoy your day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you, Cousin Kim and Cousin Tamika. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Sister Dorita, God bless you. Go ahead.
I thank the Lord for waking me this morning. My prayer request is to take care of all of my aunties and uncles and my sisters and brothers and pray for me to get out this bed and walk in Jesus' name. And don't forget our kids that's out of school on summer break. Pray that the Lord take care of them because I know they're going to be out in the streets and keep them from all hurt, harm, and danger. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We come into agreement. We touch and agree with you on today with all faith. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come together with your daughter with all faith, combined faith. Oh, Lord, ask that you move mighty in all that she petition and tell God for continued protection, oh God, those in our family, for our children, oh God. We're praying for a miracle of healing, oh God. Hallelujah. That she would get out the bed and walk, oh God. Let thy will be done, oh God, in the life of your daughter. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us all, oh God, help us to come and know, oh God, all that you call for us to do, amen, in this life, oh God, that we will truly be blessed, oh God, not in earthly things, but in heavenly things. We pray for heavenly blessings on today, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God, and Lord, we pray for the help of our family, the help of her family, oh God, and what they need, oh God, and we just want to say thank you. It is our prayer that all of our family come to know Christ Jesus and receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, amen, and Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. We thank you for the life, health, and strength of your daughter, Dorit, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for such a time as this, oh God, that you're using your daughter, that you're positioning your daughter, oh God. So we pray that she receive all that you have for her to receive, not lacking nothing, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare to God no lack, no losses, no death, no destruction, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we declare to God together on today that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name, amen, that we pray. To God be the glory, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you for your help. Amen. God bless you. God keep you, Sister Doretha. We love you so much. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless your name. Hallelujah. It's my prayer, family, that all be saved and all will come to know Christ. Amen, and receive Christ the Lord and say, here's my prayer petition today for the life, health, and strength of my husband. I pray for turnaround. I pray for restoration. And God, restore us all. Amen, restore health, restore strength, peace, joy, unity, restore our finances and support. Amen, restore prayer. Amen, restore us. Amen, to receive from God, because a lot of us have gotten out of position. Amen, and we're just throwing up prayers, but then there's no faith in our prayers. So I pray that God will increase our faith, amen, increase our prayer life, amen, increase us in spirit so that we can receive from God, because the Bible says that we have to worship him in truth and in spirit, amen. And it is my prayer that God will refresh and receive fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh strength, fresh revelation, amen, and that God will increase us in peace and joy and in happiness. I pray and lift up my children and grandchildren, children to come, and all that's on the line, every family member, and all that I've connected to, and anyone that I've come in contact with in this life, that God will bless them and keep them and protect them. And I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us, amen, our children, and that we are protected and covered by the blood, and that we'll keep our minds stayed on Jesus, that we will stay in peace. Whenever the enemy try to come in and speak to you, you got to speak the word of God. You got to use God's word, amen, and the enemy must flee. Hallelujah. So God bless all on the line. I decree and declare that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name I pray, to God be the glory. Amen. That's my prayer petition on today. May God continue to keep us all. Amen. Let us pray, family. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we come now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, on one accord with all faith, with combined faith on today. And Father God, we ask that you move, oh God, mighty on us and in us right now, oh God. Deliver us, oh God, from that is not of you, oh God, as we humble ourselves right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, anything that's not of you, Father God, let it be exposed right now to us, oh God. Oh Lord, help us to understand and know that we are doing, oh God. Let it be exposed and taken out the way in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, feel the replacement that is of you, oh God. Oh Lord, help us, oh God, with the spirit of anger, oh God, and wrath and revenge and resentment and bitterness, oh God. That we will operate with the spirit of forgiveness and hallelujah, that we will hold it out of lifestyle and be to forgive, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, knowing that the vengeance is yours, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh, help us to love, oh God, the unlovable, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, help us to forgive the unforgivable, oh God. Oh Lord, help us on today, oh God, to not walk according to the flesh, oh God, but according to the spirit. Well, your word says, according to the flesh is death and destruction, but if we only operate according to the spirit, There's life and peace, and we choose life. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, help us on today. Amen. Oh, Lord, for every prayer petition that went forth, oh God, according to thy will, oh God, let it be answered in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God. Let your body, oh God, move still, oh God. We pray for breakthrough right there. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, let breakthrough come, oh God, in our healing, in our deliverance, in our peace, in our marriages, in our finances, in our businesses, in our ministry, oh God. All that we're active, oh God, let breakthrough come. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, remove every stone and rock to our breakthrough, to our blessing, oh God. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, we give it all over to you right now, God. Lord, we pray for spiritual alignment right now. We pray, oh God, with divine order and submission in the name of Jesus Christ, and that we can receive from you, oh God. Lord, help us not be tempted on the worldly things of professional people of this world, oh God. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you, that we don't turn to the left or to the right, or look back, oh God. But look towards you, oh God, Lord, that I have come to you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for you are the head of my life and the lift of my head. And we thank you, oh God. We know that we see all things are possible, oh God. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, make it all possible, oh God, that we can receive in the name of Jesus Christ from you. We can clear the crap of our faith in the name of Jesus Christ. But come on, that all I need from that, because you are Jehovah Jireh. You are our shepherd and son, I want it, man. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we can clear the crap of peace of comfort. You are the Lord of peace. My Lord, my God, we declare the claim that we are healed, for you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals us. We declare the claim that you make a miracle, oh God, for you are Jehovah from God, the Lord of hosts. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, help us your way, God. We'll not move by what we see, hear, smell, or taste, or touch. We'll not move by reason. We'll only move by your spirit and your word. We know, God, we know your voice. And we hear your voice, and we refuse to follow strangers. According to John 10:27, our feet is mighty upon the earth. According to Psalm 112, Lord Jesus, we ask you to expand our territories. Dear Lord, hallelujah, increase us in the Holy Spirit and anoint us with power. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you to lead us and ask for righteousness for your name's sake. We bless you, oh God. We praise you. We worship you. We commit all that we are to you. That's the perfect will be done through us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we ask that you help us to see from our own neighbors. We do so by faith. We ask that you cause us to enter your rest right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, and we receive it by faith. We ask you to release your warring and ministering angels to minister the war on behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you to fill us up, yourself up with as much of the glory as possible. Help us to bear the cross that you prepared for us, and for those of our families. Amen. We ask that the Holy Spirit speak to our heart through your word. We ask you to prepare us with offerings and worship, and with humility through your spirit, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask that you take us, hallelujah, take all of us, add to us, and do to us anything you want, oh God. For our life belongs to you, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask that the Lord release the investment to us and become a part of us, spirit, mind, will, and emotions. We declare the crown by your power. You are helping and causing us to be bold, dauntless, fearless, confident, intrepid, valiant, steadfast, faithful, true, and loyal for your name's sake. Amen. We ask you to deliver us where we are blind, wretched, naked, and poor. We ask for your help, O Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you to help us not to be the accuser of the brethren, but to teach others in gentleness, to help us in season, to edify, to exhort, to comfort others. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask for love and grace for others, and grace for you, Lord God. We ask for help, oh God, that your love and your grace in us flow and be administered to others by your spirit in us, oh God, to manifest your presence in and through us. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we release all things into your hands and commit ourselves unto you, trusting you. Help us, oh God. We ask your help that you give us the word that you want us to give to others, oh God. Lord, tell you, forgive us and help us to follow your direction. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask that you would send those that will receive the gift of salvation to us and we witness to them. Let us ask to receive, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you to give us a clear mind.
is off towards you, a clear will towards you, and clear all emotional clutter. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask that you cause us to hear you louder and clearer, and to rest in you, O God. We ask you to release your love, your joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, with long suffering and self-control to flow over and in and throughout our lives and those in our family. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you to fashion our heart like yours, that your fruit will abound in and through us to others. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you, Father, for a clear, sharp, and healthy mind and body in you. Heavenly Father, we ask for your perfect will being worked out through our lives and the life of those in our family. Holy of the lives that I touch, oh God, that we touch as you direct us. We ask you, Holy, for eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to comprehend, and receive what the Holy Spirit has to say. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you to speak and to do your perfect will in this life for you, for us, and for those in our family. Amen. We ask you to guard us and those in our family with many angels, and that they manifest as needed. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you to make us alert, awake, sharp, and attentive in your thousand ways. We ask that our family, that we prosper only in what we put our hands to do for you. We ask you to renew our youth like the eagles. We ask for a heart like yours, and growth and maturity to walk in it to the fullest with you, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. Holy Spirit, have your way with all of us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Heavenly Father, we decree and declare your faithfulness to the heavens, and your loving kindness and tender mercy of new every morning, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, we ask that our mind, will and emotions do not deceive us in hearing your voice, and be sealed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask that you shut any doors that need to be shut, and open any doors that need to be opened in the spiritual and natural realms in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over those doors, and ask that the enemy be rendered powerless and harmless, so that they cannot come back to those doors ever again, to me, to every family member on the line, and all that we love and concerned about, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Our homes, our lands, our properties, our vehicles, our workplaces, our schools, our finances, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we receive it by faith right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we put all us right now before all of God. And we decree and declare before all of God, cover us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Amen. We take the shield of faith right now, and we quench every fiery thorn of the enemy set our way, and set our way in the way of our Lord God. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we cut ourselves loose from anything from the enemy, the tongue of the enemy that attaches itself to us or on us, or in us right now. And we declare the prayer of deliverance right now, and in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. Oh, Lord, we bless the holy name. We decree and declare right now by faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. The goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. For we are children of God. Hallelujah. Born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. That we are forgiven of all our sins and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. That we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. Amen. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We are delivered from the power of darkness and translated into God's kingdom. Amen. We are redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. We are blessed. We are saints. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We don't owe anyone anything but to love them, for God has made us the lender and not the borrower. Amen. That there's no lack of God's goodness in our lives. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that we are holy and without blame before him in love. We are the elect of God. We are established to the end. We are made dear to our heavenly Father by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are set free. We are strong in the Lord. We're dead to sin. We're more than conquerors in Christ Jesus who conquer the world. We're joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We're filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. We're in Christ by his joy. Amen. We are accepted in the beloved. Hallelujah. We're complete in him. We're crucified with Christ Jesus. We're alive with Christ. We're free from condemnation. We're reconciled to God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare, hallelujah, in the power and the blood of Jesus Christ and in his name, that we are qualified to share in his inheritance. We're firmly rooted, built up, established in our faith, and overflow with thanksgiving. We are born of God, and the evil one cannot touch us. We are his faithful followers. Amen. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you, Lord God. God. We're overtaken with blessings. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, we are the light of the world, the salt of the earth. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. Hallelujah. We are an ambassador for Christ Jesus. Amen. We are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. We are the apple of our Father's eye. We are healed by the strength of Jesus. We are being changed into a finish right now. Hallelujah. We are child of God. Hallelujah. We are Christ's man. We are chosen and appointed by God to bear his fruit. Amen. We are slaves of God. We are daughters of God. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We are the temple of God, the spirit that dwells in us. We are joined to the Lord and we are one with him. Amen. We are a member of Christ's body. We are reconciled to God and we are a minister of reconciliation. We are one in Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Father God. We decree and declare by faith in the power of the blood of Jesus Christ and in his name. We're dead with Christ and dead to the power of sin's rule over our lives. We're dead and we no longer live for ourselves but for God. We're all with a price and we are not our own. We belong to God. We're established and anointed and sealed by God in Christ Jesus. And we just want to say thank you. We overcome the world. Amen, family. And we can do all things in Christ Jesus. Amen. We overcome. Hallelujah. Because great is he that's in us and he that's in the world. We press toward the mark for the prize. Hallelujah. The high calling of God. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. That you have forgiven us and all our iniquities and that you've healed our diseases. Amen. We bless your name, Father God, oh Lord, as we live this, leave this life and never get present. We thank you, oh God, that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that we have received on today in the name of Jesus Christ. Change, oh God, help us to hold on fast to all that you've given us right now and all that you've delivered us from. Amen. Hallelujah. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all is well with us, that all things are working together for the good of our life. We thank you, Lord God, for turning around for us and those in our family, that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things for sale, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, family. Let's give God some praise. Amen. If you receive that prayer, by your own faith shall it be unto you and all that's in your household.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, hallelujah. Amen. Every time, family. If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so once I call your name. If not, just say amen. Hey, Bernadette. God bless you. Go ahead.
Thanks, Lord. Amen. I love you, love
amen.
You, love you.
Love you.
Amen. Love you, too.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. Amen.
Amen.
Cousin Brenda Dale and A.C. Ruth and A.
God bless you. God bless you. God
amen.
Keep you.
Thank
God.
Amen.
God be
amen.
The God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you. God keep you both. Amen. Eliza Jane, God bless you. Go ahead. Hey, Eliza Jane, is she there with you?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Bonnie and Avia, go ahead.
God bless you. God keep you. Amen.
Amen. God keep you. God bless you as well. God bless you both. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. Mama, tell
glory, glory. Amen. Thank you for the prayer and the feeding prayer that you do for us every Saturday. Matter of fact, every
thank
day we just don't be on the line. Just thank you. May the Lord give you strength. And keep on guiding you the way he wants you to go. Amen.
Amen. I receive it in Jesus Christ's
holy
name.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you, Mama. Amen. Amen. Mama Sharon, Sister Sharon Gordon, go ahead.
Amen. Amen. I just love the prayer line, and I love you too. And may God bless
amen.
You and your family. So truly God
amen.
Is good.
Amen. Lord, amen. I love you too. God bless you.
I love you. I love you.
I love you too. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Glory to God. Love you all.
Amen. We love you too. God bless you. And Cousin Tamika, God bless you too. Amen. Hallelujah. And Sister Dorita. God bless you.
God bless you, and I love you, and y'all have a blessed weekend. Amen.
I love you, too. God bless you. Amen. Y'all have a blessed weekend. God keep you. God strengthen you. Amen. Whenever you feel yourself getting in that place where you're feeling depressed or feeling down or feeling worried or in fear, just know that God is with you and stand on the word of God.
Yes, yes,
I want you to know that God, Jesus gives for peace. The world can't take it away. You have to give it to him. You got to give it to that person. You got to give it to the world. They can't take it away because they didn't give it to you, but you can give it to them. So don't let nobody, don't give nobody your peace. Amen. Don't let them take it away. Amen. God bless you. God keep you.
Amen.
And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace.
Amen.
May you walk in the confidence that you are a child of God. Your tomorrows are going to be filled with joy, peace, and accomplishment beyond anything you can possibly imagine. You are living in the kingdom of glory where Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray that we're saved. So God be the glory. Amen. God bless you all. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your day weekend in the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Give it.
my name. Can't wait to get there on a great day. But when I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. Then I'll